You're listening to On Design on Monocle 24 Radio, brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle 24's dedicated weekly design show. I'm your host, Josh Fennett. Now, in each episode, we profile a person, survey a place, or unpick an idea that's changing or challenging the design industry today. This week, Monocle producer and presenter Daniel Giacopelli reports on the rise and rise of the bleu de travail. The utilitarian and ubiquitous blue-hued French worker's jacket that's enjoying a sustained revival after years of obscurity.
Like a blue diamond in the rough, I discovered my most treasured piece of clothing languishing between a rack of ironic tees and a pile of plaid shirts. In a noisy, cave-like basement of a vintage store in London's East End, I was on the hunt for a French worker jacket, the more ancient the better, made of thick moleskin with cavernous side pockets large enough to squeeze in a small cat, and colored the brightest of blues. I bought mine that day for the bargain price of £30, a steal considering the jacket's rising popularity, but a fortune compared to its humble origin. If in recent years you've stepped foot in the more creative stretches of a major city, you've likely seen a sea of blue, blue, blue. The French worker jacket's everywhere. And while modern versions now grace high-fashion catwalks and adorn creative types from Tulsa to Taipei, the old-school bleu de travail, the functional granddaddy, has been around forever, at least since the 1800s, worn by men toiling away in factories, fields, and workshops. A whole host of brands have manufactured the jackets over the decades, but one's withstood the years better than most, Vetra, founded in 1927 in Paris by Edouard Barine. Being a lucky chap, Edouard inherited a clothing factory from his mother as a wedding gift. Back then, the factory churned out aprons and overalls, but Edouard saw the need to expand the offerings, so he called his new brand Vetra, short for Vêtements de Travail, clothes for the worker, or just workwear. Vetra still makes its jackets and trousers in France, but of course now more for wearers in New York and Tokyo, rather than Lyon. The bleu de travail's new popularity has mirrored the rise of workwear more broadly. Utilitarianism has overtaken the avant-garde. Clothes constructed with a functional purpose have trumped the useless, the extravagant, the ostentatious. So what about the design? Do a search online and you'll find a vast supply, from vintage to new, no two quite alike. The colors are oddly inconsistent, as if no one can settle on an appropriate shade. Indigo, cobalt, slate, sapphire, and navy. Mine actually required a color wheel, Pantone 300C. Mine's also old, very old, though how old I'm not sure. A mysterious patch of olive green fabric, frayed and no larger than a stamp, is pinned to the inside pocket. Who put it there, and why? I've been tempted to pluck it off, but what sliver of history would I be shedding? Whose deed would be undone? Two black buttons have also escaped, and so far escaped repair. But if enough parts are replaced, at what point does it become something new entirely? So I've kept things as they are. The legendary photographer Bill Cunningham relied on his blue jacket as much as his Nikon as he traipsed around New York streets. In London, my jacket's become an equally indispensable tool. A notebook sits in the right pocket, two pens and a phone in the left. I wear it daily, noticing new specks of paint from an owner gone by, accepting, even enjoying, the permanently musty scent. As with all trends, workwear's popularity will fade, but I hope the jacket's rise is permanent. More pockets need filling. The world needs more blue.
Our unbounded thanks there to Daniel Giacopelli for his report on the peak in popularity of the French worker's jacket. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. You can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time, or download the podcast at any time you like. And remember, if you can't wait, there's always more delights to uncover in the pages of Monocle magazine. I'm Josh Fennett, thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.